we've introduced what we're calling the Power Act, and it would give more authority and responsibility to the federal agency overseeing this to determine what is fair in terms of allocation of expenses and costs for electricity through this plant. As you know, originally when they were looking at this, they determined that 14% of the usage came from the UP, and that would mean that UP citizens, you know, families, seniors, small businesses would pay 14% of the cost. And then it went to this other agency that determined, and they look at reliability and said, well, no, based on the geographic area and so on, that the UP should actually pay 99% of the cost. I was like, wait a minute. Wisconsin citizens are using this and the UP, and it needs to be distributed fairly. And so what we've done is gone back and said that the federal agency, FERC, that oversees all of this, has got to go back and look at fairness in distribution. So there was a rate increase, as you know, that was going to start December 1. We pushed them to not do that. They've delayed that. And now working with them, we want them to go back and take a look at what is fair. I mean, you know, people in the UP should not be paying for the electric bills of folks in Wisconsin. So this has got to be done in a fair way.
Well, I think, Senator, the point is that there will be some expenses tied to this because there are some federal regulations or some state regulations and interstate regulations that are going to come into play. This is going to cost something, but the big red flag for everybody has been the fairness, the distribution of that expense.
Absolutely. Because, and we do know that, unfortunately, because of you know, what's been happening with the plants and the costs and so on, that there will be some cost increases, and that's going to be hard enough on folks. And when we look at what's happening right now in terms of the snow and the winter that's coming and so on, that's hard enough. But the decision originally back in August would have said, okay, the cost for citizens in the UP would go from 8% to 14% of the cost, the way they are allocated, but not 8% to 99%.
Right, right.
So it's like, whoa, here. You know, this is where everybody knew that in order to be able to keep the electricity going and keep the plant open at Pascal, there was going to be, you know, there was going to have to be some kind of increase. It's very important that Pascal Power Plant be kept open, obviously, but this has got to be distributed fairly. And just because the plant, you know, is in Marquette doesn't mean Marquette and UP pays the bulk of the cost when, in fact, people in Wisconsin are also getting electricity.
U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow with us this morning. Senator, what happens now with this legislation? It's been put forth. It's getting looked at. But how do you think the winds are blowing with it?
Well, we have a very short window, actually, just a couple of weeks in December to try to see if we could get something through the House and the Senate. That's a very, very slim window to try to do anything. If not, we will reintroduce it in January with the new session. And it's also important for colleagues across the country to understand that this could happen to them as well. This is really an issue of who makes decisions and how decisions are made about distributing costs. It could happen in any rural area around the country, and so we've got to make this case to colleagues as well. Obviously, we care about citizens in the UP. We care about what's happening to families and businesses and so on in the UP, but we've got to also be able to make the case to colleagues from every other part of the country that this is the kind of thing that they should be concerned about. So we're going to make a big push now. I mean, at least that rate increase has been delayed, which is a good thing. And the oversight agency, FERC, is going to take their time to go back and analyze and evaluate whether or not what was suggested is fair. That's a good thing. But we've got to make sure in the end analysis that folks in the UP are not paying an exorbitant increase for electric bills. That's the last thing people need.